Now, our next performer is a first-timer for me. I have not seen him play. I guess he was here last week. Please welcome to the stage Neil Dale.
Sit, please. On this? Okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
It's got to be down here because I'm going to be looking at the damn guitar. Here we go. Is that good? Yeah. Okay. I was listening to the news about the XL pipeline. May we never see it. And I was thinking, I wrote a song of several years ago about an oil tanker. And so I thought I'd play it. There are a couple of shreds of truth in it, one of which is that there was indeed a ship called the Leona a couple of hundred years ago out of Thomaston, Maine. And the other shred is that there is somewhere between here and Booth Bay Harbor a rock in the ocean. And this enigmatic note on the charts underneath it says, magnetic interference 1 mile around Carlson Rock. But that's the extent of it. The rest of it is a seaman's yarn, and I hope you like it. It's been almost 3 years now since the moonlight shone so clear. Outside quite a bit since then, they don't need me to steer. I'm the skipper of this tanker, it's all instruments they say. And I've come to find the flying bridge is peaceful anyway. We were coming down past Thomaston that night 3 years ago, trading stories with the first mate in the chart room's eerie glow. With a hold so filled with crude oil that the first mate liked to say, if we broke up, we'd tar every beach from Boston to Booth Bay. And the Leona is in the moon tonight. Sails are set like swan's wings gliding in the light. You can even hear the captain as he leans against the rails, calling to his sailors to trim up the sails. The first mate's eyes grew restless and they wandered towards the charts. I saw him reading something, then he gave a start. Hey, skipper, what does this mean? I don't mean to stop your talk. Magnetic interference 1 mile around Carlson Rock. I heard him, but the instruments intruded on my thoughts. Our GPS flashed zeros, our screens dissolved in dots. We stared at them in wonder, then our glances met in shock. Magnetic interference, where the hell is Carlson Rock? First I grabbed the glasses and I raced him for the deck. Both running for the flying bridge, we got there neck and neck. We tumbled through the bulkhead, I fell upon my knees. In the brilliance of the moonlight and the vastness of the seas. And the Leona is in the moon tonight. Her sails are set like swan's wings gliding in the light. Even hear the
captain as he leans against the rails, calling to his sailors to trim up the sails. The first mate raised the glasses and began to scan the swell. I did my best to help him, though I couldn't see as well. That's why from that day forward, I swear I don't know how, he missed that flying schooner as she tacked across our bow. That moment was forever, I remember it so well. I read the ship's name from the stern, I heard her captain yell. I had the time to wonder on a night so clear and still, was that wind from out of time that caused her sails to fill? And the Leona is in the moon tonight. Sails are set like swan's wings gliding in the light. You can even hear the captain as he leans against the rails, calling to his sailors to trim up the sails. That captain, he kept shouting, pointing port side out to sea. Suddenly I realized his cries were meant for me. I didn't hesitate, I called up engines on the phone. Hard starboard, and way down below, I felt the engines groan. I see it, cried the first mate as we slowly swung around. And the terror in his voice made me fear we'd run aground. But then I saw it standing like a black knife in the swell. Cut the ocean by our tanker, just a stone's throw from the hull. The mate still doesn't understand how I knew to turn that knife. I tell him that binoculars don't always see the light. But tonight here on the flying bridge, I hope there's more to see than the brilliance of the moonlight and the vastness of the sea. And the Leona is in the moon tonight. Sails are set like swan's wings gliding in the light. You can even hear the captain as he leans against the rails, calling to his sailors to trim up the sails.
Thank you, Neil. Well, I don't know how many, certainly there's plenty of shipwreck songs. This one's a tragedy at sea, nearly just about averted. But it's certainly the first one I've ever heard that had a GPS in it. So how about another hand for Neil Dale?